With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The coronavirus pandemic has hit Montana's cattle ranchers hard. Midwest meat plants shuttered because of disease outbreaks, upending the traditional supply chain and leaving ranchers with animals they might not be able to sell. Yellowstone Public Radio's Sarah Brown reports on the role burgeoning local food systems may play going forward. This story is part of a series on lasting ways Montana is adapting to the pandemic. It's funded in part by the Solutions Journalism Network.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's the name?
Michelle Szczesinski is general manager of the Yellowstone Valley Food Hub, a cooperative that started a couple of years ago to connect Billings area farmers and ranchers with buyers. During the statewide shutdown that took effect at the end of March, business spiked big time.
So we've really seen like a tenfold increase in our sales.
That has been a definite boon for more than a dozen area producers who sell their meat and produce direct to consumers. It's allowed the group to hire a new GM, Szczesinski, and to ponder how the pandemic might change how people restock refrigerators.
We don't have every type of product available all the time, so I think there is a level of convenience that you're sacrificing. You know, we have pickups and deliveries one day a week on Thursdays, and you have to order by Tuesday night, so there's a level of planning ahead.
So that's the rub. And here's another, price. Products at the co-op, including beef, are more expensive than what you'd find at the supermarket. Szczesinski says there's virtue in that. Those dollars stay in the local economy and allow consumers to connect to farmers and ranchers, as well as to the land that produces their food.
And I think that's how you can really build resiliency in a food system. As coronavirus has kind of taught us, we're seeing a lot of fragility be demonstrated in these larger food systems.
There's a growing consumer base who would prefer local product.
That's Montana State University agricultural economist Eric Belasco.
You know, they tend to be higher income earners, people who are traveling. Well, they want to spend a little bit more on their product if it's, you know, locally grown. I think that's fine, but, you know, that's not the typical American consumer. I think the typical American consumer wants a low price, high quality beef product.
It's not that economists like Belasco don't understand how coronavirus has upended the system. It's that the system generally works. Feeder calves raised in Montana and finished at a handful of colossal Midwest feedlots then go to nearby meatpacking plants. Only about 5% of Montana cattle are processed here. This vast assembly line system means Montana beef can get to supermarkets everywhere at a cheaper price. During the pandemic, the system gummed up. The four major meatpacking plants responsible for 80% of U.S. cattle slaughter intermittently suspended operations because of COVID-19 outbreaks in the workforce. With processing down, demand for Montana's feeder calves plummeted. Prices tanked by more than 30%. At the same time, demand for meat by homebound Americans increased, leading some consumers to pay more for a fewer number of cuts.
It's kind of the most frustrating of situations.
Ben Thomas directs Montana's Department of Agriculture.
The same people who aren't fairly being compensated for the beef they're producing are then going to the grocery store and being asked to pay more.
But Thomas says the current disruption to national supply chains doesn't so much reveal the intrinsic flaws in that system, the pandemic is a singular event, so much as highlight the intrinsic value of a local system. In other words, post-pandemic, there's a role for both.
Look, we're always going to be a state that produces high-quality commodities that are eventually exported around the world. That's something we've done as long as the state has existed. It's something that has been a huge economic benefit, and we'll keep doing that. But also on top of that, we're now, as an industry, more diverse than we've ever been before. That's good for producers, but it's also a huge opportunity for consumers. We can do it all.
The state's using federal CARES Act funds to bankroll new programs that support local food systems. The Ag Department's offering $500,000 in grants. The Governor's Office of Economic Development is putting $5 million into another grant program to help companies scale up. This would include Montana's few dozen independent meat processors that have struggled for decades to compete with the Midwest behemoths. It would also get more Montana beef onto Montana tables and shore up a growing regional food system for an uncertain future. Here's Thomas again from the Department of Ag.
I think the effects will be lasting long beyond COVID. There's nothing more fundamental to human civilization than paying a farmer directly for food that you're going to eat and feed your family.
Back at the food hub, Michelle Szczesinski is helping customers do just that.
That's it? Great, thank you. Have a good day.
She fills orders placed online, loading them straight from rows of coolers into cars.
Consumers are now seeing the value in supporting local food and local communities, but then they're also tasting it, and it's good food.
Sarah Brown, YPR News.